Today's shiur in Mishneh Brura Yomi is Daf Nun Gimel Omid Aleph. We are still in Simin Lamed Beis, and we are in the middle of Sif Lamed Zayin, which began yesterday talking about the kosher type of animals that are able to be used to go and make the hide for the batim, for the actual boxes of the tefillin. And as we learned as well, this is true for the titur and the mavarta, the parts below the box, the part directly underneath the box, the base, as well as the part which the ritzuas run through. And as well, we learned that the ritzuas have to be also from these kosher animals, either behema, chaya, or ov, the three domesticated kosher animals, goat, sheep, and cow families, the seven wilder animals, they like the deer, the antelope, the ibex animals like that, the seven chayos, and as well as any kosher bird. These are the technically acceptable types of hides that can be used. We said the animal itself doesn't need to be kosher. It can be just from a species that's kosher, but the animal itself could have been an avela or a trefa, wasn't shechted, or that was found after it was shechted to have some sort of a blemish that makes it not kosher, but it has to be from a kosher species. So we continue today from the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mechaber writes, V'rashoy lasos miklaf o me'or shalil. And one as well can go and use for the batim either the parchment or the hide of the shalil. What is the shalil? This is a reference to the fetus, an animal fetus that is taken out from the dead mother. So these are also acceptable to make the batim. The Mishneh Brura in Siv Katan Kuf Samach Zayin writes that the cloth is very thin. However, V'afa Pishu Dak Shapir Mikrayor, it still is called hide or leather in this respect, and one can use this. In Dishu footnote 204, he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi, Odif Lasos Es HaTfilin Me'or Behema Gasa. It's preferable to use a large animal, such as a cow, that's a Behema Gasa, as opposed to smaller animals or the fetus or a small bird, mishum sheba or dak, because in these thinner hides, nasim nikovim, it's very easy to have holes in them, shaladas kamim in a poskim poskim as a tefillin, which according to many poskim are not good. And if you're taking from a large animal, it's much tougher and sturdier hide, and it won't easily have little punctures. Godos chorim in a shamayim, great is his reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chein noagin hayom. And today, nowadays, we use large animals' hides. We also have machines today that can manipulate and utilize the large hides, which they didn't have in those days, and therefore we have the best of both worlds. We'll see later on that there is no problem using a machine over here, even where you need kavana, because even when you use a machine, you're constantly holding on to the box and you're constantly manipulating with your hands, even as it goes through a machine which presses it and can do certain things physically that a human being cannot do. But since it's always being handled, the kavana aspects are met, even according to those who hold that machines are not good in other aspects, for example, by matzah or by the making of tzitzis or things like that. By the making of the batim, the machine is not a problem. You have kavana with the person who's doing it at all times. In Siv Katan Kuf Samaches, the Mishneh Brura explains that the shalil is the gam oro nikra or, the fetal skin over here of this behema is also called or, a skin. Afogav dehu nikra basal in yatuma. Even though the skin doesn't have the status of skin in regards to tumah and tara issues, it's all considered meat. Mikol makom lo gara me'or of. It certainly is no worse than the skin of a bird, which is considered kosher for this purpose. In Dirshu footnote 205, he brings down the Linyan Ksivas Tfilin ala Klaf, we previously brought down from the Bir Halacha in Sif Yud Beis, Sha'ar Shalil Yoser Tov. To actually write the Tfilin on the parchment, the actual hide of a fetus is better. Mishum Shadayin Loyotzel Avir Ola, because it hasn't yet gone out into the world. And he brought down in a previous footnote, footnote 51 on page 86, so in the Dirshu footnotes there, he brought down the Sefer HaTrum, who said that the advantage of using such an R, bringing down from the Ramah Mipano, Shekivan Shelo Yotze La'avir Ha'olam, Eino Mekabel Dinim. Since it never entered into the world, so to say, nothing bad was ever done with it, and therefore it is a big advantage to use such a hide for the Tefillin parchment. The Lashon of the Sefer HaTrum is, Shebevadei Lo Nevdo Bo Aveira. It certainly didn't have any Aveira done with it. The Ramah over here then adds, V'chein haritzuos, yochol lasos on miklaf or shlil. You can likewise make out of the klaf or the or of a shlil, you can also make the ritzuos, the straps of the tefillin. He brings this down from the Mordechai. And the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Samach Tes adds on over here, you have to, however, make sure that you blacken them. Rak sheyashchirem. You can't let it be the natural color of the hide. The Ritzuah Shechoros Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. As we will learn, the blackness of at least one side of the Ritzuah, the outward facing side, is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that it must be black. Same thing as with the Tefillin itself, and we will learn these halachas coming up. The Mechaber then continues and says, Tzarech shiye me'ubad lishmo. The making of this hide, the tanning process, has to be done lishmo. The Halacha Berurah says, this means that you should say, kodim shiye ave da'ar, before you do the tanning, before you make the hide in the proper way, osa, you should say, l'shem kedushas tefillin. That you're doing this, again, for the purpose of the kedusha of tefillin. But then the Mechaber adds, very importantly, Hechod Yevsha, only where this is possible. What exactly does he mean, only where this is possible? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Ayin tells us first over here that this Ibud has to be the Imha Ibud Hayorak L'Ritzuos. If you had in mind over here to make it into a leather, to make it for tefillin, but you had in mind only to make it for the Ritzuos, for the straps, and not for the Batim, Lo Mahane L'Habatim, the Kedushasun Chamura. The straps have Kedusha, but less level of Kedusha, lower level of Kedusha than the Batim, the boxes. And therefore, if you have the lower intention in mind, according to the opinion that says you should be Ma'abid at Lishmo, so that would not be acceptable for the Batim. However, in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the famous machlokas over here between the Rambam and Kemat, all the other Rishonim, whether you need to have it Ma'abid Lishmo over here for the hide into the Batim. And he brings down HaRambam Svirule, according to the Rambam, Lo Boi Klal Ibud Or HaBatim. In order to make the hide for the Batim, it doesn't require tanning at all, it doesn't require any processing, and therefore it can't require intention, because it's not even required to have it done at all. Adarabba, Yoser Chazakush Kishalo Nisabit. The Rambam holds that you'll have a stronger parchment over here, i.e., a hide for the Batim themselves. It will be sturdier. And Mishum Hachi Kosher Afilu Or She'enu Me'ubad Klal. And he says, even if you don't process it or tan the hide, it still is perfectly good to make Batim out of it. And therefore, the Kosher came the Lord Boy Ibud Lishma. And says, you don't even have to do Ibud. You certainly don't have to do Ibud Lishma. And the Rambam holds that if it's not done Lishma, it is absolutely kosher. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hechad Yevsha, where you have a choice, don't rely upon this Rambam. But if you don't have a choice, you can rely upon the Rambam. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah now goes into more detail and tells us. He says, V'rovav poskim cholkim olav. The majority of the poskim argue on this Rambam. U'matzricha ibud v'gam lishmo. They require, number one, that it should be processed, and that processing should be lishmo. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like all these other Rishonim, pasek Shulchan Aruch, the Hechel, the Efshar, boy Lishma, where you can do it Lishma, and it should be processed. However, Avol Hechel, the Lo Efshar, Limtso Chipu Yabatim, the Aram, Uba Lishma, where it's impossible for you to find the type of material, the hide necessary that was made Lishma, that you're going to make Batim out of, then you can rely upon the Rambam. Mutu lismach al divrei Rambam milis batel mimitzas tefillin. Much better to rely upon the Rambam, who doesn't require ibud and doesn't require that ibud. Therefore, lishma, if that's the only choice that you have, so take the pair of tefillin that are made out of such non-lishma batim and use them, because this way you'll at least be fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, at least according to the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, even when you ever do find properly tanned and processed hide that you can make into batim, and now you no longer need the bidyevet opinion that we just said is acceptable, yignos habatim elu, hide, go and store them away, bury those batim, because they're not good lechatchila, and instead now go make batim that are made lechatchila according to the Rishonim other than the Rambam. Then he tells us, when you put on this pair of tefillin that was not done ibud lishma on the batim, and are fulfilling it only according to the Rambam, should you or should you not make a bracha? Put it on, that's what the Mishnah Berurah told us, at least you're wearing the mitzvah of tefillin according to the Rambam. But should you make a bracha on it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Birkei Yosef, who's maskim to the Magen Avraham, the Yuchal of Aruch. In fact, one can make a bracha. And then he points out, go look in the Bir Halacha, where I will go into much greater detail. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha tells us He brings down the Magen Avraham. Dim ein lo klav acher yochel levarach hazeh. You can, in fact, rely upon this to make a bracha based upon the bidyevit situation you're in. And he says, kedai ha-Rambam lismoch alav ulevarach. You can rely upon the Rambam to even make a bracha. And he adds, gam Rashi sfir lekein. It's not a das yochid. It's not only one Rishon, only the Rambam. Rashi seems to hold like this as well. And therefore, you can make a bracha on such bidyevit kosher tefillin. The Chofetz Chaim then in the Bir Halacha goes into an arichus, a whole discussion, is this true or not? He says, l'chora, you shouldn't be making like the Magen Avraham Linyan Bracha, only if there was at least the tanning, even though the tanning wasn't done l'shma, because that seems to be Rashi's opinion. He goes through a further discussion, and he concludes, l'aniyos dati, tzorich iyun. One really needs to delve into it as to what the din is. Can you rely upon this Magen Avraham to be making, to make a bracha, as the Birka Yosef says? And not like the Bach and the Eliyarabba. The Bach and the Eliyarabba say you can't make a bracha. And then he brings down that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, says, the Divi Rambam, Shemeiko Bazel, Yinu Lishmo, Luchorit Tzrichim. The whole sheet of the Rambam itself is in question. Because he says, Halo Atzmo Kosav, Imchifon, Oved, Gilul, Mabatim, Otafar, Impossible. He doesn't let a guy do it if it doesn't require Lishmo, so why shouldn't the guy be allowed to do it? Because he says there is a shin in the shel rosh, and therefore that's a little bit like ksiva, which has to be lishma. So he throws into question the whole sheet of the Rambam. And the Mishnah Brewer concludes in the end of the Bir Halacha, v'tzorich iyun lemaisa, he's left with an unclear situation, and isn't machria clearly what to do in this situation, riyabrocha. He does bring down, if you're not sure were the batim done lishmo or not, then you can be meiko because you have a svek svek over here, essentially, and this is the opinion of the Prima Godim, brought down on the Taz, and in Dirshu footnote 207, he says we've discussed this previously already, whether a svek svek is more linyan bracha, and here clearly the Prima Godim holds yes it is. In the Sefer Bir Halacha, which we've quoted many, many times, he brings down over here that one should make a bracha b'di'evid on these tefillin that are kosher only according to the Rambam because they weren't done ibud lishma or no even ibud at all. Rashoi af levarich al tefillin elu. He says this is the opinion of the Chidah as well, the opinion of the Rambam Ipano, the Afasi Zuta, and he even suggests that some Rishonim, like the Ramban and the Ran, also hold like the Rambam, and therefore he paskins that one should make a bracha b'di'evit if this is the only type of tefillah that you have. This was from the Birur Halacha, which is a commentary from the Halacha Brura. In the part of the Sefer called the Halacha Brura, he brings down what happens if you didn't verbalize the l'chatchila opinion that you're supposed to say l'shem kedushas tefillin. So he says, certainly, if you didn't verbalize it, you just thought it, that is certainly okay. And even if it was made by a guy with the Yisrael Omid al-Gabov, who said, the Shem Kedushas Tefillin, K'sherim batim elu l'mitzas Tefillin, the kol shekein sherashoy levarich al Tefillin shebatim elu. And certainly you can make a bracha on such Tefillin. Now we go to Sif Lamed Ches. The Mechaber writes, Yaseh arbo'a botim me'or echod l'shal rosh, u'bayis echod l'shal yad. We mentioned already many times that the shal rosh is made up of a four-compartment box. And the shal yad is one box, and it has all four parashos on a single klaf inside of it, whereas the sharosh has four separate klafim, four separate parchments, one inserted into each section of the sharosh. So the Mechab is telling us over here that when you're making up the four-sectioned box of the sharosh, it's really four boxes that are put together. You should make them all out of or echod, from one hide, from one piece of leather. That's for the sharosh, and the same thing applies for the shoyad. It should be made up out of one single piece of hide. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Beis writes, when we say over here, Me'or Echad, it tells us, Achfilu Chatichos are Tefurim Yachad. It doesn't have to literally be originally from a single hide, but now, if you take in multiple different pieces of hide and sew them together, they're Tefurim Yachad, that is also acceptable. And he brings this down in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Chashuvim Kior Echad. This has the status halachically of being a single hide. And he brings this as well in the name of the Chuvuscham Sasofer. Sheish Lahokel B'tfuros, one can permit these sewed together hides to make up the bias. Yomayurak Devukos B'devik Machmishom. But if they're just glued together and not sewn together, then it's not called one hide, and that's not L'chatchila acceptable. However, the Chayyadim, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Chayyadim, Mashma, Duhu Adinim Heim Devukos B'Devik. They're as well equally good if they're glued together. And he brings this as an opinion in the name of the Yar Zeruah as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is in fact the common way that we do it in those days, that they glued together the pieces of hide. But if you can, you should certainly make it out of one hide, one section that doesn't have sewings or gluings together of the pieces of the leather to make the bias. Because there are those that hold the sovrim the lomani b'chatichos tefuros yachad o medubakos bededek. Because there are opinions that say that if it's glued together or sewn together, it is not acceptable. Then he tells us, look in the Chayyadim, that koponim tzrichim shiu adalibatim perudo zemizeh v'lo yimidubakim. You have to be careful that the four parchment containers of the shalrosh should not be fully glued together, but must be separated. Batim perudo zemizeh. V'lo kamosh osim asofrim shimidapkin ma'yidedevik. And not like the sofrim that glue them totally together. Rakshalamal osim simonim kamocharitz b'yamo. But they make a little groove in the outside part of the leather, so it looks like it's four parchments, four containers for the parchment, but it's not. The tzorich ionim lahachshav filu b'di'evit, and it's questionable if this is good even b'di'evit. Why? The mimanashach imanu choshu ma'idei dibuk or echad. If it's called by sewing, by gluing together as if it's one hide, so then imkain ein lanu ela bayis echad ubasochod dal mechitzos depasul. Then it's as if you have only one container, one section there with four outside mechitzos that are not good. And the gluing it together doesn't make it into one hide. So then, then you have four separate containers over here with four separate sections. It is considered separated. And then the tefillin are made not from a single hide, and it's not good, and it's possible. And then he concludes with the emes tovu sha'afilu ha'osim meyor echod mamish. Even if you're making it from one single piece of leather, yutfilein perudos. The sections over here should be separated. The shema hadibok chibor, because if they're too closely put together, so then it looks like it's one container. The chayna tefillin shalagro, the tefillin of the Vilna Gaon, hayu perudos, were separated. We'll conclude the shiur today, and we'll finish off some of the dirshu footnotes, imirtz Hashem, tomorrow.